you, Stan. I think it takes a while for an elephant to get drunk.
Really? You guys don't want to come over for just a little bit?
What? Your sister gonna kick your ass again?
Shut up, Carmen!
Yeah, Stan. She's just a girl.
Yeah. If some girl tried to kick my ass, I'd be like, why don't you stop dressing me up like a mailman and making me dance for you while you go and smoke crack in your bedroom and have sex with some guy I don't even know on my dad's bed?
Carmen, what the hell are you talking about?
I'm just saying you're just a little worse. That's all.
Stan.
Today's episode is going to be on South Park Season 1. Recently, season 25 has just came out, so seasons are on sale right now. They're on sale for about $9.99 a piece on the earlier seasons of South Park. Some of the other ones are still higher up, like $25 for the season, but you could get some of the older ones for $9.99 on Amazon Prime currently. You can get them digitally. You don't have to give the DVDs. But, yeah, today's episode, I'm going to go into season one of South Park and maybe drop some sound bites from that. And the show still holds up. The animation has obviously gotten better over time. I mean, whenever they first did it, I believe they were doing it with construction paper cutouts. So, the overall animation of it has improved, and they've tweaked some of the voices, and like on the very opening thing of it, Kyle sounds more like Tweak, Stan sounds a little bit more like Butters, Cartman sounds like a real asshole, but overall I am more pleased, I guess, with the newer ones, how they sound and everything like that. You know, that was their starting out point. I read something or seen a video on the YouTube. I don't post stuff on there because audio podcasts on YouTube aren't the greatest thing, and my stuff's not meant for video, and they flag some of my stuff. So, I just do these audio ones on Spotify, but on YouTube I've seen a thing about South Park, and on episode one, I think it might have been edited out, I never noticed it, but there's a part where, the scene closes, Cartman's actually there with his mom, ma'am, and there's a man there, and a little girl. So at one point when they wrote the show, Cartman had a full family, and then they changed it to the single mother raising him. So I think at one point whenever they were starting up the show, they were planning on, and this is 25 years ago, so fuck you if I'm wrong, but at one point they were gonna have Cartman have a dad and a sister, and that part kind of dropped off. But I'm going to go through season one. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to talk about it with you guys. I might drop some clips from South Park. This is just the intro to the episode. Also, something that happened yesterday. If you are subscribed to Rockfin and you listen to the latest episode of Conspiracy Social Club, a.k.a. Deep Waters, Highway to the Danger Zone, Touchy Subjects. If you listen to a.k.a. Deep Waters on Rockfin, then you might have heard them talking about some stuff that has been sent to them via email, and the two hosts of that show is the great comedian and podcasters Sam Tripoli and Brian Callen, and they actually say Daily Dumbass. So I've been saying it for a little while now that this podcast is probably not that great, but you know, it's a seed and it was germinating for a while, and Cash Daddies mentioned the name Dipshit Dal on their podcast, in my mind, that's a little itty-bitty sprout popping out of the ground. And then, whenever on Conspiracy Social Club, a.k.a. Deep Waters, touchy subjects, whenever they say Daily Dumbass, that sprout grew a little bit more. So, I mean, it's given me a little bit of hope. I'm going to drop in those little clips, and then I'll hop in here, and I'll keep on doing season one of South Park. And episode one's pretty cool. Cartman gets anal probed by some aliens. So, thank you for listening. And please, if you do enjoy the show, or even if you don't enjoy the show, but you keep listening to it because you like Dipshit Dal, please just, you know, rate the show on whatever platform you listen to. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. But yeah, Spotify, Apple, Google, Stitcher, any of those, leave a 5-star review. I'm not going to ask you to subscribe to or pay for anything. You literally just click the little star thingy underneath my profile on whatever platform you podcast and give me a 5-star rating. That's all I'm asking. Not too hard for you to do. You just listen to a few episodes and then they're like, hey, yeah, you can go ahead and rate it. Just help me out. Hope you enjoy this episode. And here's the clip from Conspiracy Social Club, a.k.a. Deep Waters, where they do mention Daily Dumbass. Thanks, Sam Tripoli and Brian Callen.
That's really good. Who made those?
These are NFTs, bro!
Yeah, fan sent in NFTs. His name is Daily Dumbass. And, wow. Yeah, he made these for you guys.
Dude, I love that. Where is Brian's talent? Look, it's so funny. You can't see Brian's face because he's such a lizard. There it is.
Oh, my God. That's so good, though. That's so fucking good. That's an NFT?
Yeah.
I might buy one. Daily Dumbass. Well done, dude.
Look at that,
dude. Aren't those good, though?
Those are good.
Dude, I love those. If we put those together, closer together, that's like the yin and the yang.
Yeah.
That's a great t-shirt, man.
Ooh, dude, let's make a yin and yang.
That's a really fucking good t-shirt. Let's Daily Dumbass, can you turn that into a yin and
Daily
yang
Daily Dumbass.
Can you turn that into a daily a yin and yang? Do that, and we'll buy it from you.
I love it, Brian.
Yeah, you had it like this to separate them, but yeah, work.
Oh, that's good, too.
I love it, Brian.
That's good, too. But I like, I like that. Or I like it together and then have the Deep Waters members only on the back. I love that logo, too. I love that. I fucking love it.
We got to start. Daily Dumbass.
Yeah, all of this stuff is really
dude,
good.
I think that's the name of the episode, Daily Dumbass. Brian, what's new, dude? Were we supposed to have a guest today?
So, episode one, season one of South Park was, was Cartman getting an anal probe and aliens visiting and probing his ass. And a pretty funny episode. Like I said earlier in the intro, that the voices had changed. Like just by episode 5, the voices kind of changed to what they were going to be. It's, you know, interesting to see all the old casts that aren't really on the show anymore, like Uncle Jimbo. He's on, but not really all that much. I didn't watch the newest episode yet. I know Jimbo was the first person to get the vaccine on later episodes, but, you know, that'll be on a later episode of this one. And Jimbo is taking the boys hunting on the second episode with his war buddy, the voice box, Ned. And Jimbo and Ned take the boys hunting. Jimbo gives Kenny the honor of being a temporary favorite nephew. And a volcano erupts. We see the evolution of Stan Marsh, Randy Marsh, who has become a staple of the show as the adults. He's one of the ones featured mostly now and has a lot more special episodes with Tegrity Farms. Thanks, Tegrity Weed. Yeah, I like the evolution of Stan Marsh on episode 2. He's just a geologist who saves the town from a volcano that's going to erupt. He digs a trench. The boys experience the gun violence. They all have a gun. Cartman tells them a scary story. And then he tries to scare them. And then they all have guns and they try to shoot him. And it's really funny how they must have pitched the idea of Kenny. Had to have been just like, oh yeah, we're going to kill this kid in very, very like violent ways each episode, and no one's going to notice. And, you know, if it would have just been the one-time thing, I'm sure that they would have got the drawback. If Kenny was just featured on one episode and then killed off, I'm sure it would have been kind of like a thing. But the fact that they just brought him back and never acknowledged the fact that he died, other than, oh my god, they killed Kenny. And I don't think I've noticed them calling anyone a bastard after it happens yet. Maybe that was always a thing. But, you know, they've always done the Cal or Stan or someone at the end of the episodes, like Wendy Testaberger on Weight Gain episode, where they discovered 600-pound life because Cartman was bulking up. And Weight Gain 4000 is episode 3. Cartman's bulking up and taking supplements to bulk up and get bigger because he won a talent competition, an essay competition, that he just stole the script and switched the name out for something else. And instead of working out with the supplements, he just ends up getting fatter and fatter and not being able to get out of bed. So Cartman started My 600-pound Life. That was the way that he first ever got on TV, on the South Park thing. And episode 4 is Big Gay Al's Big Gay Boat Ride. And that's where Stan gets a gay dog. And he's being troubled with everyone teasing him about his dog being a homosexual. And he goes to, at the time, not president yet, Mr. Garrison, who is now teacher again, Mr. Garrison. And I don't think he has boobs in the new episodes again. Obviously, he didn't have boobs whenever he was president. But he doesn't have boobs. Now, I don't remember when he lost his boobs or when he transformized. It's going to be funny whenever Caitlyn Jenner runs for president at one point and they're just going to put Mr. Garrison back in as president, but as Caitlyn Jenner as president. That'll probably happen before they wrap up the show on season 30. They recently signed the deal for $900 million to at least do South Park through season 30. And also some TV movies that are going to be released for Paramount Plus. And I'm not sure how many TV movies are included on that deal, but I know the deal goes to season 30. And the TV movies aren't included in seasons. They're just a different movie. Like how the South Park movie that came out 2 years after South Park. Yeah, it's tied into the same thing, but it doesn't count as a season. So, yeah. I'm going to play the clip from Stan talking to Mr. Garrison. And then I'll get back in and talk a little bit more.
Mr. Garrison, can I ask you a question?
Of course, Stanley. What is it?
What's a homosexual?
Oh, well, Stanley, I guess you came to the right person. Sit down. Stanley, gay people are evil. evil right down to their cold black hearts, which pump not blood like yours and mine, but rather a thick, vomitous oil that oozes through their rotten veins and clots in their pea-sized brains, which becomes the cause of their Nazi-esque patterns of violent behavior. Do you understand?
I guess.
Good. I'm glad we could have this little talk, Stanley. Now you go outside and practice football like a good little heterosexual.
Good morning, kids. So great to see you. I know it's always a little hard coming back from a break. You know, we've had a few distractions, but let's just pick up where we left off. Kids, over this last break, I met somebody, and I'm pretty excited. And we've been really enjoying each other's company, and, you know, things got physical. His name is Rick, and, well, anyway, I really wanted you to meet him. Just, you know, he's a little nervous, so just be cool, okay? Come on, Rick. Oh, come on, you big Sally. They're not going to bite you. Class, this is Rick. Now, look, we're not getting married tomorrow or anything. We're just enjoying each other's company and seeing where this whole thing takes us.
This is really awkward. I told you I thought this was a bad idea.
He's very shy. But I wanted you kids to know that he treats me really well. Way better than that narcissistic psychopath Marcus.
I should be going.
Okay. Well, you're going to come pick me up after school?
Yeah. You're done at 4?
I'll be ready like 3:30. They like you. Oh, they do. No, that's just them being them. Okay, text me at lunch. Bye, Rick. Oh, shit, it's Marcus. Should I answer it? I have to answer it. He's going to suspect something. Just keep quiet about Rick. Don't say anything. Hey, Marcus, what's up? No. I'm in the classroom with the kids. Aren't I kids? Oh, okay, you couldn't really hear them, but I'm with the kids. No. Who's Rick? We've never heard of Rick, have we, kids? Would you f***ing say something? Marcus, I really don't. Why? Fine, go ahead. That's fine. Okay, jeez. Well, nice going, kids. What is wrong with you? You don't listen, and you blatantly go against my direction.
What's going on here, students?
I asked them for a response and nothing. First, they just sit there when I need their focus and their energy, and when I ask them for...
You kids know that these teachers are doing their very best for your benefit.
I don't know how much more I can take of this.
I'm sick and tired of students thinking they can walk all over their teachers who give you everything they've got.
I've got enough problems as it is.
I'll tell you what else. This Friday, for pajama day at school, this class does not get to wear their pajamas.
What?
You heard me? No pajama day for this class. Now maybe you remember to have some respect for your teacher.
This is bullshit! They can't take our pajamas from us! Who does the principal think he is? After everything we've been through the past couple years, they're gonna take pajama day from us too.
We didn't even do anything wrong!
We didn't do f***ing anything wrong! We keep not doing anything wrong, and we keep getting f***ed!
Guess that's just part of being a kid these days.
Yep.
Whoa, wait! We are not gonna just stand for this!
What else can we do, bruh?
Bruh, we can have some goddamn bombs! What does Matt Damon say on that Bitcoin commercial? Fortune favors the brave!
My dad said he listened to Matt Damon and lost all his money.
Yes, everyone did, but they were brave in doing so. We have to stand up for ourselves, you guys. I say we go right to the principal's office and tell him what's up, right?
Redneck gun-toting piece of shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been at war for too long. Yesterday, Wendy Testerberger came to me and said we need to get the boys and girls together to find a solution for Pajama Day. I was delighted. We must put our differences aside, because we all want one thing. The right to be in our Jam Jams this Friday, all cozy wozy.
It's comfy wumpy.
Comfy wumpy, cozy wozy, the point is we are getting
We all have to be on the same page here.
That's right. We need all of us, boys and girls, working together. And so together, what are we going to do?
Well, we could shoot up the school.
Shoot up the school? Nice. It's just done a lot. Anything a little more original?
We burn down the cafeteria?
We smear human shit on all the windows.
We apologize.
You guys want a chance to save Pajama Day? Then join us in telling Mr. Garrison we're all sorry.
We didn't do anything.
At school tomorrow, we all tell Mr. Garrison he was right and that we've been terrible students, that we weren't...
When I did the intro for this moments ago, I didn't realize that they had uploaded the newest episode onto the southpark.cc.com website, and you're able to watch free episodes there where they have the commercials and some Matt Damon commercials on there, of course, and got a couple clips from that newest episode, and it's interesting because I play back-to-back comparisons from one of Mr. Garrison's first appearances, and then his latest appearance, his first appearance being the one where he says that all homosexuals are basically demons, and his newest one where he's introducing the class to Rick. And I don't know, hopefully it doesn't get flagged because of playing any of the episodes. I'm just kind of commentating on it, and whenever I had first started this episode of this free podcast, I was under the impression I was just going to do South Park Season 1, Episode 1 through 5, and then carry on from there as I rewatch them, and the episodes are fresh in my head. And then I had clicked onto news, and obviously since I'm watching South Park, then it had told me that that episode, the newest episode, was released onto their main website. So I watched that one, got a couple sound clips from it, and it was funny because it just happened to work out to where I was going to do a thing where I just kind of broke down Season 1 and talked about it with some clips of it. And the clips that I was already choosing to use, like the Mr. Garrison, then I'm able to throw in one from the current episode to compare the evolution of Mr. Garrison that I was ironically talking about without knowing it. So, yeah, there was that part. And on the newest episode, it's Pajama Day. So, like on the clip that I played, their privileges of wearing pajamas is taken away because the PC principal heard Mr. Garrison yelling at them because of them not backing him up whenever he was on the phone with his male companion. And they take away pajamas. Pajamas become a whole thing. I mean, one might say that it could be a reference to a subtle reference to mask or vax mandates. You could say that, or maybe it's just them poking fun at some stuff. I mean, you could say there's a lot of similarities. I mean, I'll throw some of the clips in. So yeah, like I said, not wasn't intentionally trying to do the newest episode. I didn't think it would be free to watch, and I had just recently got the first episode and started rewatching, so it just happened to work out to where I watched the newest episode as well. So there we go. Basically, I was wanting to do a comparison and got a good comparison of Mr. Garrison right off the bat on this little series of the watching Dipshit Dow watching South Park. And what else? So all the parents end up getting together and doing everyone's wearing pajamas, and then one guy who's not wearing pajamas is ridiculed, and everyone's comparing it to Nazi Germany, just much like how everything nowadays is being compared to Nazi Germany. You know, it's kind of an ironic episode, but it's funny. Check it out on South Park's website, and it's the newest one. If you got Paramount Plus, you can watch other episodes. If you have HBO Max, you can watch whatever episodes you want of that. So, yeah, I'm Dipshit Dal. This is Daily Dumbass.
Principal returning your call. What can I do for you?
Yes. I understand that you told my child that he isn't allowed to wear pajamas this Friday. What is this, Nazi Germany?
Your son is part of a class that lost their pajama day privilege, correct?
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't think it's safe for Eric to not wear his pajamas on pajama day. He could die.
Well, I've already made my decision, and it's final.
Well, I'm not really sure where you get off telling me what my son can and can't wear. What do you think about that?
Yeah, Kim, shut the fuck up.
In fact, I think you can fuck off.
Miss Cartman, if you're worried about your son's safety, then perhaps you should just keep him home for pajama day.
I can just keep him home on pajama day?
No, I can't stay home because you have to go to work because fucking Matt Damon told you fortune favors the brave and now you lost all your fucking money.
Matt Damon told me fortune favors the brave and I lost all my fucking money.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to rally all the parents and I'm going to the press. If my son can't wear his pajamas to school, then no kids are going to wear their pajamas to school.
Yeah, Mom, that was f***ing sweet. Wait, no. I want to wear my f***ing pajamas to school. You f***ed it up, Mom.
Tom Gutentag and Heil Hitler, apparently we are living in Nazi Germany. The elementary school behind me is telling some students they can't wear their pajamas to pajama day. The principal of the school says the students are being reprimanded for bad behavior. But many parents are left wondering, nehmen Sie meinen Schlafanzug? The school's mandate has caused a backlash with members of the community who are now wearing their pajamas to work in protest.
Pajama time!
Woo! Pajama time!
When the sun goes down,
what time is it?
At the end of the day,
what time is it?
When I play my game,
what time is it?
And I put them away,
what time is it?
There's one thing I need to ask you, what time is it? Pajama time, pajama time, what time is it?
Pajama time!
When my dinner's done,
what time is it?
And I'm in for the night,
what time is it?
When I've had my fun,
what time is it?
Before you turn out the light,
what time is it?
There's one thing I need to ask you, what
I've got my jammies on,
pajama time, pajama
we've
time.
Got our jammies on,
pajama time, what time is it?
When I start to yawn,
what time is it?
And to get that look,
what time is it?
Well, there's one thing I need
making
to ask
a difference
you,
can be fun,
what time is it? Pajama time, pajama time.